It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. It is a brand new week. Happy Monday to you. In the studio with me today is Jerry Montgomery. Jerry, thank you so much for coming in. And first, let me start out, thank you for your service in the Air Force, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We are going to talk about Veterans Day and the observance that you have been a part of putting together for many, many years now. We talked a little bit before we went on air, and I'm just so impressed with everything you do each year, trying to make sure that our vets and our active military personnel are recognized and honored for their service and thanked. We cannot thank them enough for the sacrifices they make. So, again, I thank you, sir, and we are going to do this Sunday, correct?
Yes, Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Excellent. And it will be down on the square as it usually is?
Yes, it is.
Unless there's inclement weather.
We have talked to Gary Maupin, and we will move it to Dunbar.
The fine folks at Dunbar Auditorium are willing to go ahead and take this on, and we thank them in advance for that as well. Jerry, you are a scholar, basically, of all things military, really, especially World War I. You and I chatted a bit before we went on air about that, about how it's the forgotten war, almost. Wouldn't you say that? I mean, World War II really takes precedence because everybody knows about Hitler and everybody knows the atrocities, and it was horrible. But World War I, the statistics there are mind-boggling, really, really sobering.
Yes, the time dulls our thoughts, I guess, mm-hmm. and history. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we have forgotten how bad that war was and how many nations were involved in what was called World War I or the Great War or the War to End All Wars, mm-hmm. which it was not. History-wise, just a little history on why we have Veterans Day today. Mm-hmm. History-wise, on November 11th at 11 a.m. Paris time, 100 years ago, this is the 100th anniversary mm-hmm. of the temporary cessation of hostilities, or armistice, between the Allied nations and Germany, and then went into effect. But it was not until June 29th of 1919 that World War I officially ended with the Treaty of Versailles, mm-hmm. which was signed bringing to an end what was actually a slaughter known mm-hmm. as World War I. On June 4th of 1926, the United States Congress adopted a resolution requesting that President Calvin Coolidge issued annual proclamations calling for the observance of November 11th with appropriate ceremonies. Another congressional act approved on May 13th of 1938 made the 11th of November of each year a day to be dedicated to the cause of world peace and to be thereafter celebrated, known as Armistice Day. In 1945, a World War II veteran had the idea to expand Armistice Day to celebrate all veterans, not just those who died in World War I. And President Eisenhower signed the National Armistice Day bill into law in May of 1954, but Congress amended that bill in June 1st of 1954, replacing armistice with veterans, and has been known as Veterans Day since.
Excellent. Excellent history of Veterans Day and how it came about. You were talking a little bit about World War I statistics, which are, again, like I said, sobering. You want to go through some of those?
It was staggering. There were, from the U.S. standpoint, there were almost 4 million men and women who were mobilized for World War I. At that time, called the American Expeditionary Forces, suffered approximately 116,000 deaths from all causes, and another 205,000 were wounded. Worldwide, though, with all the nation or all the states, I guess, involved.
Mm-hmm. There were
anywhere between 15 and 19 million military and civilian casualties, of which 9 to 10 million of them were military deaths, and 23 million were wounded. And as most people know, the last U.S. World War I veteran was Frank Buckles, who died in February of 2011 at the age of 110. Mm. So our World War I vets are all gone.
They're all gone. Tell me a little bit about the 1918 flu pandemic and how it affected World War I and these statistics as well.
Another gruesome event that happened 100 years ago. It really just added to the misery of the training and battlefield conditions. That was when H1N1 avian flu swept the military in three waves at home here and in France and in the military areas. But the estimated half of the 115,000 deaths were caused by disease, most probably the flu. Mm-hmm. It was misdiagnosed in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And the irony of it is this worldwide pandemic may have been originated in Haskell County, Kansas, probably from migratory birds spreading the virus from pig waste.
Mm.
In reality, this pandemic really brought World War I to an end because there were nobody left to fight.
Exactly. Exactly.
Everybody was left to fight.
It was too sick or dying, and it was awful.
On both sides.
Now, Veterans Day activities, what do we have planned for the area?
Well, the North Central Arkansas Veterans Council, which is comprised of all the veterans organizations here in the area, extended an invitation to the SCV camp to host this year's observance, and we really appreciate that honor. This duty does rotate among the NCAV members each year for both Memorial Day and Veterans Day activities. And the 27th Arkansas Infantry Camp of the Sons of Confederate Veterans here in Mountain Home is honored to host this year's events. Veterans Day ceremonies will be held on Sunday, November 11th, the actual date and the 100th year anniversary, rather than the federal holiday. It will be on the Veterans Plaza in Mountain Home at 1 p.m. And we felt, and it was a collective feeling from the members, that this would allow any veteran and all individuals the opportunity to attend who would normally be working on a Monday,
mm-hmm.
only federal holiday. And we have extended invitations to all the veterans organizations in the area, as well as our local, state, and national public service officials.
Excellent. I can't thank you enough, like I said, for what you do and for what other members with you also do to recognize Veterans Day, our veterans, and all branches of the military and their service to our country.
Well, Kim, thank you for allowing me to be here today and make these announcements. And I want to say a special thank you to Bob Knight and KTL. Oh, who broadcast both Veterans and Memorial Day's activities each year. We really appreciate that.
He's proud to do it, and I will pass along those thanks to him. Again, I thank you for your service, and thank you for everything you do for our community and for the veterans. And if anybody needs to get in touch with you or they have any questions, can they contact you?
Yes. Call me at home. Area code 870-492-6333 is my home phone.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not there, leave a message.
Then that way, if anybody out there has maybe a veteran part of their family that they're not sure they can get them to these ceremonies or they have questions or whatnot, Jerry's got a lot of resources.
Resources.
That's a good way of putting it. Friends and resources. And I'm sure they can help because we really would love to have every veteran who is able in the area to be there to be honored and recognized, right?
Yes, we do.
All right. Jerry Montgomery, again, thank you so very much for everything you do.
Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there, and I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.